more powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superhuman Radio.
Yes, it's
Superhuman Radio.
Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
Superhuman Radio.
Who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as
Carl Lenore,
mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I love that disclaimer at the beginning of the show. You know, Clear Channel doesn't want anything that I say to stick to them. God knows what we'll say on this show. You know, we all deal with adversity. Sometimes we find ourselves trying to fight back from illness, you know, and it seems that there are always people out there that are able to conquer adversity. They fight back. They fight against incredible odds. It's the stuff that Hollywood movies are made of. You know, we go to the movies and it's always about somebody who has, you know, the wind pulled out of them. They're kicked down and they're fighting back, and then they succeed. And we love that. We love heroes. We love heroes that can fight against the tide and succeed. Resilience, strength, determination, heart, focus, drive. These are things that we place a lot of value in our communities today. And my guest today is one of those shining examples. Flex Wheeler experienced meteoric rise in bodybuilding, and he seemed unstoppable. I mean, he had an amazing physique. His proportions were impeccable. He was just a beautiful thing to look at. And it was clear that he was destined to be one of the greatest bodybuilders to ever step on the stage. But then there were a series of events that would change that course for him. And we are going to be speaking with him today to hear his story firsthand. And we're going to also be talking about the next chapter in his life, because, as I said earlier, he's one of those guys who, no matter what you throw at him, he finds a way to bounce back. Welcome to the show, Flex.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. You know, everybody has a different reason for it. I'm just curious, what led you to bodybuilding?
You know, I don't know. It's, to be honest, it's like, you know, what causes Shaquille O'Neal to be over 7 foot, you know, something. I mean, some things just happen. They're just destiny. I don't know whether it's gravitational pull or God's better will. But, you know, I pretty much didn't do anything no different than any other kid does. You know, girls play with Barbies, and, you know, boys play with barbells, or I don't know, some
okay
guys, some guys,
were you, were
some
you
guys, I guess, play with Barbies, I don't know, but anyway, I just trained and I worked out. It was something to do, you know. It's kind of a guy's thing. You want to kind of look good in your Britannian or your polo shirt, and it kind of snowballed into you know, actually entering a couple local shows and in high school, which isn't that different from some other kids. And I just kept, you know, just poking around. I wasn't serious about it. I didn't think it was going to lead anywhere. It was just something for, you know, idle hands to do at the time.
Now, a lot of people recognize you from your career in bodybuilding, but the reality is that your journey into physical culture actually started in martial arts. Isn't that correct?
Exactly, which kind of also goes hand in hand with working out. You know, I started actually taking martial arts when I was 7 or 8 years old, and along with taking martial arts and trying to get physically stronger, you know, started kind of poking around with just weight training just to kind of get in better shape. You know, that's kind of what it's born from.
Now, did you realize early on that, because we've actually invoked your name on the show and other shows we've done, on especially a show that I did on myostatin inhibition.
Oh, yeah.
Was it apparent to you and those around you that you had an ability to put muscle on a lot faster than most of your peers?
Later on, like I said, I started weight training so young, at the age of 11. I mean, I don't think, you know, you can really tell anything at that time. I was just really lean, like a lot of other ectomorphs. But I think when I got to around 18, 19, you know, I was training at a gym called Danae's Universal, and they used to kind of joke start flying around. You know, I'd walk in a gym and just inhale the iron, and I would grow. And a lot of the older timer guys, you know, felt that at that time, just a little joking workout I would do, I would get such great pumps from it. But I didn't know what it meant. I mean, you know, they basically said, you know, you're very genetically gifted. And at that time of being, you know, 17, 16, 18 years old, I didn't know what that meant at a time at all.
When did you actually find out that you were, I guess, you're considered a myostatin null human being, isn't that correct?
That's what I've been told, yeah, that's what research shows.
And so when did you find that out for the first time, that that was the actual reason that you were able to put on muscle so easily and so quickly?
I think right around, I'm not sure, but I think it was right around 98, 98, 99 is when I found that out, when I had done a research on a number of different, what they called extreme responders throughout bodybuilding, powerlifting, track, football, and all that. And I guess I was one of the most rare, and out of, say, if you have all these extreme responders, there was a twin of theirs somewhere in the world that had exactly what they had. And allegedly from their research, I was the only one who didn't have a twin, and I had the most minute, the most rarest gene of all the people that they had found out from that time.
Yeah, something about a double xenon, something, myostatin null or something. Yeah,
exactly.
I know.
You might as well be talking Cantonese to him.
Yeah, right.
You know, but it's supposed to be pretty rare. And, you know, I just jokingly throw it off. Well, you know, they always said I was a genetic freak. I guess I really am, you know.
Right, right. Now, In 1990, I want to say, was it 2 or 4 that you had one of the first setbacks? It was a car accident. Is that correct?
94, yeah. That's what happens when you drive 170 miles an hour and go end over end.
Were you really going 170 miles an hour?
Yeah, I was.
What kind of car were you in?
I was in an SL500.
They go 170 miles an hour? They go that fast?
The one I was in was...
Marone, 100, yeah. Wow, that's amazing. And where were you doing this? Were you on a freeway or something?
I was on a freeway. I was on a 10 freeway. I just came from hanging out with Dr. Dre and some other artists that's in the movie and music industry.
Let's see, was Tupac alive then? Was Tupac still alive?
Pac was alive, but
was he there?
Wasn't affiliated with he wasn't affiliated
with Dr. Dre any longer, right?
No, he wasn't affiliated with them yet. That was
okay.
Later. That was later.
Okay.
When he got hooked up with them. Yeah, and I was on my way. I was on my way to do something no good with somebody I had no business being with at like 2 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning. And I guess I was falling asleep. And, you know, since a kid, I've always driven fast. I drag race legally. And so speed was no big deal, you know, and on motorcycles doing 160, it was normal. It didn't bother me, so obviously driving at speed was no big deal for me. But I had a bad habit of falling asleep a lot while I drive, and my stupid logic was if I drive faster, I have to be more aware. So the sleepier I got, the faster I drew. I drove.
Right.
So it didn't work out that day, that night.
So 170 miles an hour. So what kind of injuries did you sustain at that point in time?
I fractured multiple fractures in my collarbone, just lacerations all over my face and my scalp. My right ear was almost ripped off, and I broke C5 and C6 in my neck.
Wow! Oh man, that's the hangman's curse. I mean, that could have paralyzed you for life right there.
Yeah, I think that's somewhere along the lines of what happened to Steve Reeves. One of those. I think it was C5 that he injured.
Right. All right. We're going to go into a break. When we come back, I want to pick up where we're leaving off here. I want to talk a little bit more about the setback that created for you as a bodybuilder as well, and then how you fought back from there.
Let's do it.
We're talking to Flex Wheeler. We'll be right back. Fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E. Keto-Bar.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to bodybuilder extraordinaire Flex Wheeler. I have a hard time just calling you a bodybuilder. I mean, you have such a versatile sports background, really. I mean, it's kind of, I know that people know you mostly for that, but it's kind of, I feel like it's pigeonholing you just saying you're a bodybuilder.
Yeah, I take it from, I think it was the great Will Chamberlain who made the statement, you know, and I'll change it around a little bit, you know, bodybuilding is what I do, it's not who I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Neither does it define who I am.
Yeah, because, I mean, you've got a company that produces motorcycles, correct?
Right. Right,
choppers,
right,
which you're right, big into. I mean, you know, right, you're like, you know,
I'm a
very diverse.
Jack of all trades and a master of many.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I like that. That's good. That's good. Now, so you had the car accident, and how long were you laid up with that?
I think I was in the hospital for right around 2 weeks or so, and then I was, I think that happened right around June 9th. And I remember being, I was bedridden, and I had to have 24-hour service because I couldn't get out of bed to go to the bathroom or feed or clean myself. And I think I was released right around, I was released like a few days before the Olympia in September, so I was bedridden up all the way up until that time. And actually, I complained to the doctor to, I wanted to go so bad because I, up until about 6 days after the accident, I thought I was still going to be able to compete until the doctor came in and told me the bad news. So I begged my doctor to release me early enough to get out of bed so I can at least go and sit and watch the Olympia.
Right, and that's what you did. And then, but you obviously couldn't train for a while after that.
No, I couldn't train for some time, but I did jump back in the gym right after. I think he allowed me to go to the Olympia, and then he released me sometime later on in September to actually start training, and not wisely following his instructions, but luckily didn't mess everything up. I immediately went back into training with Charles Glass and start preparing for the South Beach Pro Classic that I won in 2005 and then also won the Ironman.
That's amazing. So you won that coming off of the car accident. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, no, the South Beach class, Muscle Classic was the first year I went back in 2000 and I won that. And then I went into the Ironman, the Pro Ironman, the weekend after that, and I won that. And I ended up taking second in 2005 at the Arnold Classic against Mike Francois. So did pretty good after my little run-in with the car.
Now, were you at that point in time, you obviously weren't trying to put muscle on. You were just trying to maintain what you had amassed at that point in time, or am I assuming wrong?
No, I had to put on some more muscle. I mean, I lost quite a bit, you know, because the muscle, you know, when you, it's like a car. As long as you have the accelerator on at a certain, you know, amount of pressure, you can at least keep that speed up.
Right.
And obviously, you have to put more into it to accelerate. So,
right.
Being that I wasn't training or eating to the ability to keep that muscle on, you know, obviously, you know, muscle atrophy comes in pretty fast. So, I didn't know I didn't think I was going to win any shows. I was just trying to get my contract back. You know,
yeah, right.
I lost my contract while I was bedridden, so I was just trying to get my contract back and then generate some fun. So, I mean,
sure.
Actually, the two shows that I competed, well, the three shows, all the way up into the Honor Classic, I couldn't even eat a solid food. I had like a protein drink and some oatmeal in the morning. The rest of my six or seven meals consist of actual just liquid protein. I couldn't even digest food yet.
Wow, that's amazing. But you were so driven to get back to work, so to speak, that you did what you had to do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think like most elite athletes, if you allow me to call myself elite athlete,
absolutely.
You're just driven. I mean, I didn't know any different. I
right.
didn't know anything else. It's just what I did. You know, I was a creature of habit, and thank God I didn't know what I was going through, or else it probably would have put more weight on me, and I think, more stress on me, which obviously, once I start realizing who I was, and even more so what was expected of me, it was just an overwhelming amount of stress.
Right. Now, so you bounce back from that, and you start training again, you're competing, you're doing very well in your competition.
I'm doing my thug thizzle, yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, so yeah, I'm doing my thug thizzle.
Yeah, right, exactly, right. Right, okay. And so then, in 1999, you get hit on the head with something else.
1999, yeah, that's when
Isn't that when you were diagnosed with...
when I was diagnosed with FSGS, focal segmental glomerular scoliosis.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it, because I wasn't going to be able to pronounce it.
It took me some time. It's better known as FSGS, if you type that in your search engine. It immediately pop up. It's a lot of words to grab.
But it's a very unique type of kidney disease, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the most rarest and deadliest and most aggressive kidney disease known to man currently, with no cure.
Okay, so were you? This is something I've always wondered. Were you developing symptoms before that made you go to the doctor? Where you were saying, "Gee, what the hell's going on with me?"
Yeah, from '97, I started going to the doctor, and they just could not figure out what was going on. And from '97 up until '99, when they finally just took me in and ran for like 17 days, and just ran an unbelievable amount of battery of tests on me, is when they start trying to put the puzzle together. But the biggest problem was the kidney disease was so rare. I mean, still to this date, they don't have any that much information on it. And so it wasn't a lot of doctors who knew about it, you know, the actual disease, or else, you know, now they know a little bit more, obviously. So those things that I was going through, they would immediately now be able to pick up, hey, we have an idea of what it was. But actually, if you go back historically, I used to always get blood work done just from doctors who train in the gym and stuff, you know, just real nice people, chiropractors,
sure,
who did my chiropractic for free and everything. This doctor, just for the hell of it, just wanted to run tests on me all the time. And I remember him telling me back when I was 19 years old that I was leaking protein in my urine, you know, and I think it was about half a gram of protein in my urine. And I said, you know, well, what does that mean? I remember him telling me, he goes, it doesn't mean anything. You know, if you were an alcoholic, I would say, you know, back off with alcohol a little bit, but I know you don't drink, and, you know, so don't worry about it. We'll just kind of keep an eye on it. Well, come, you know, full circle, 1999, I'm leaking 16 grams of protein in my urine, which is very deadly, if you're aware of how serious that is. So,
right. Oh, my God. And so now, were you manifesting any symptoms other than that? Were you physically, did you feel, have pain in your lower back? Did you have any other symptoms as a result?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I went from, you know, basically 140-something pounds to, you know, 298.
Right.
So, I mean, you're going to experience some things, right?
Sure.
I mean, once again, I mean, unfortunately, you know, being an extreme athlete, you endure such physical
problems. Yeah, your body's always on the edge of being
so
sick.
I just thought, you know, hey, you know, put your game face on and do what you got to do. You know, when my blood pressure was, you know, 250 over 230, and I would get these incredible headaches, you know, and I would be doing, you know, leg press, and it feels like my brain was going to burst through my skull. I just feel, you know, that's what happens when you have, you know, 17 plates on each side of a leg press. You get a freaking headache.
Yeah,
know?
Right. The blood's got to go somewhere, right?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know, you know, and the doctors didn't know. And it's like, you know, somebody's... these great boxers who've literally died in the ring or just hours afterwards. Well, you're getting hit in the head. Of course you got a horrible headache. You don't know that your freaking, you know, brain is detaching from your skull.
Right, right.
You know, even though it may feel like it, but it's like, don't be a punk. You fight. What do you
right.
do? You know, so unfortunately, I was so used to having different issues going on. You kind of get immune to it, which is very dangerous. So, you know, we kept going to the doctor and finally...
Hey, Flex.
Yep.
I'm going to go into a break, but I want to pick up where we left off. We went to the doc when you went to the doctor, okay? But I also want to ask you the tough question about whether or not you think the use of performance enhancing drugs accelerated the kidney issue as well.
Don't change that bat channel.
No, I won't. Stay with us.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Branched-chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The three amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Flex Wheeler. So Flex, 17 plates on each side, you're getting these headaches, you go to the doctors, they don't know what it's about, right? I mean, they because the reality is, an athlete like you, as you said, an elite athlete, you're constantly pushing your body into areas where the body was really not designed necessarily to go.
Definitely, definitely. So long story short, I went to the doctor. They found out, actually I was going to have a sleep apnea surgery done. My blood pressure was through the roof. They had me hooked up and all ready to go into surgery. And they said, you know, your blood pressure is too high. We're going to send you to emergency to have it checked out while your blood pressure is that high. That's borne a number of different other tests. They then did a, they wanted to do a kidney biopsy. I said no. They then did a lymph node biopsy. That went majorly wrong, which then I allowed them to do the kidney biopsy. And about 2 weeks later, they came back with what was going on.
Yeah, because the blood pressure is affected by your kidneys, obviously.
Definitely. That's one of the big telltale signs now. Obviously, you know, the blood pressure vessels that go through your kidneys, it's almost like a million different punches at a time when it's that high. So,
right.
That's they. I guess they start kind of thinking that it was this rare kidney disease, but they wanted to keep running these different batteries of tests because they just at that time hadn't seen it that often. And they just, I guess they really wanted to tell me, make sure it was what it was before they told me. And even after 2 weeks, they actually talked to other doctors globally before they would actually come back and tell me how bad this really was. They wanted to make sure.
Now, the $64,000 question, you know, and I actually, I have my own opinion of this, and it probably, you know, it doesn't matter, but the people want to hear from you. Do you feel that anabolic steroids contributed to or accelerated this condition in your case?
Well, I'm gonna have fun here a little bit. I want to hear what your opinion is.
I don't think so. No, I don't. I'll tell you why I don't think so.
Okay.
Because I don't think anabolic steroids in and of themselves elevate blood pressure.
Here's what it is. Point blank, when I found out that I had this and they told me about it, and I'll be really quick, two other very dominant athletes had the same kidney disease, which are basketball players, which you both know who they are now. Lonzo Mourning and Sean Elliott, I think their two names were. But the doctor couldn't tell me or release their names to me because they hadn't released it publicly and he didn't want to get sued. So my first question was to the doctor, did I do this to myself? Did I cause this because of my sports technology, utilization of sports technology drugs? I don't use the word steroids or growth hormone or any of that because I can run circles around you if you want to just talk about that. It's such more elite than what some athletes do than just that. Those are pretty primitive. And point blank, he said, no, I know 100% that it has nothing to do with it. And I go, well, how could you tell me that? He goes, because ask some of the dads or the moms who have, you know, a 13 or 12-year-old daughter who's going on their third kidney transplant because of this disease. And I can assure you that none of them has touched the drugs that you have. He goes, point blank, the most deadliest thing you've done was not, you know, your utilization of sports technology drugs. It was the utilization of potassium and protein, because those two things were number one deadly. That's what put me into the category of sudden death, because my potassium was sky high. So no, it doesn't. It didn't have anything to do with it. And I've said this in other interviews, and I'll say it really quickly. I wish, and obviously everybody and their grandmother was thinking, oh, it's because he did this, that, and that.
Right,
well, you know, I wish you all were right.
Right.
Because if you were, then that means the buck stops with me. Then I wouldn't have to worry about my daughter, my sons, my grandkids, my great-grandkids running into this disease.
Right.
Because one of them are going to have to deal with it. But if I was to be harsh for a second, if you idiots were actually right, I would be very happy, because then I can carry my own weight of what I had done to myself.
And not have to worry about a legacy of it.
And not have to worry about my kids.
Right. There would be no legacy, right.
Yeah. So unfortunately, it's not true. So everyone who still doesn't believe me, either they can go read up on it or, you know, I mean, honestly, bro, I mean, so much has happened to me. Like you said, people don't even believe it. I mean, people don't believe I really got into a car accident. People don't really believe I broke my neck. You know, they don't believe that, you know, I'm a genetic freak. They don't believe that I'm natural now. They don't believe a lot of things. And for whatever reason, I guess it's that way. But, you know, I guess you guys should just go jump off a bridge. And
well, you know what it is, too? It's, you know, the world is filled with haters. And the hate, you know, I was thinking about this. I'm actually working on an article for a magazine that I write for. And, you know, the whole idea that people are intimidated by people who go into the gym and lift heavy. So you now have these segregated gyms where they have no lunkheads allowed. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I really thought about that. I pondered it. Like, why are people so offended if I want to go in and I want to deadlift and I want to grunt a little bit? And it's because it's not just intimidation, but they're jealous. They see this and they think to themselves, you know, I should be training harder. I don't need this guy here showing me what I could be doing if I trained harder. I'd rather just get him out of my face. And that would be the equivalent of taking every successful person in the world who's successful in business or whatever and saying, you know what? We need to move them to an island because they're reminding us that we're ne'er-do-wells.
It exposed people's weaknesses. And some people can deal with it. And they look up to those people to inspire them to do better. And some people can't deal with it. Therefore, they got to kind of be the backseat driver of the quarterback who couldn't throw the ball that distance, like as if they can do it.
Right. Yeah. And you know what? You should embrace, when you see somebody in the gym training hard, don't be intimidated by it. Embrace them. Step up to them and say, man, that's amazing what you just did, because acknowledge it. And don't put pressure on yourself to feel like you have to compete with them if you don't really have the desire to do it. Now, it's different if you have the desire to do it, but you're just not acting on it. Don't hate them for it. You know what I mean? But anyway, that's what I really think it comes from. And it's always going to happen to you
of
and
course.
To the next guy after as well. So, okay. So you undergo kidney transplant surgery, right?
Right.
Okay. And how's that? And now are you pretty much out of the woods with that now? Or is that something a lifelong, you have to watch out for?
Well, obviously it's a lifelong situation I have to watch out for. Unlike a heart transplant or something like that, you know, you get a different heart and, you know, that disease is gone. You know, the kidney disease that I have, it'll never go. I have it for the rest of my life, and it's something that I'll have to fight with for the rest of my life. So it's an ongoing battle. But I'm out of the woods as far as now. I mean, even when I was sick, they couldn't understand why I was still able to carry so much muscle mass. And after the kidney transplant, I dropped all the way down to 196 pounds, and I hadn't weighed that since 98 when I won the Cal. But, you know, obviously I went back and I was able to fight in 2005, and I put on some weight. And now they inspired me to continue working out because, like, you know, for whatever reason, we want, you know, you to be the guy who'd be able to show people that, you know, you don't have to lay down and die after having a traumatic transplant. And I actually had 11, I had 9 surgeries in 11 weeks. And almost each surgery almost took my life for over 11 weeks of having surgeries. But I'm doing great now. I signed with another company, as you very much well know, All American EFX. And it's a natural company. We believe in natural athletes only. I've actually done an unprecedented contract with them where I will be tested on all IOC banlist drugs. And also I have to only use their products to demonstrate how well they really work. And actually, I tried this a few years ago before I retired because I really got tired of utilizing sports technology drugs,
right.
And I asked the number, and I don't put nobody on blast. Even a book that I have out, Flexibility, I didn't use anybody's real name. I don't.
Right.
That's not my game.
Right.
But I approached all these different companies, and I said, listen, you know, I want to compete natural, you know, and I want to just use your product, and none of them would go for it. I go, you know, how much more powerful would it be for me to compete and use just your athletes? And so, I mean, do you really think all the athletes and people out there are stupid and think that, oh, I just use your product.
That's the thing.
And, you know, for whatever reason, no one bid on it. And ironically, I ran into this company. I was over in Italy, and this guy was trying to push this All-American EFX product on me. And I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. And he really got my attention. He gave me a sample of it, and it was there. It was a Caracaline EFX. And I tried it, and just out of 5 pills, I can tell that it worked. And I was like, you know what? Something's wrong here. I mean, I've taken some of the most highest, powerfulest stuff that's known to man, and it didn't work in no freaking 5 pills.
Right.
So I contacted him. I played this little game. Hey, I'm Flex Wheeler. You mind, you know, giving me some free products?
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. I did, you know.
Right.
So they said, they're like, yeah, sure, we'll send you a bottle of 500. You know, tell us what you think. I couldn't believe it. I called some of my friends. I lived in Morgan, San Jose at the time. I called some of my buddies up in L.A., and I said, listen, man, go out, find this stuff called Caracaline EFX, and take it and tell me what you think. I called a friend of mine, Bolo Young, who's the son of, David Young, who's the son of Bolo Young, who I trained with for years. And I said, go take this stuff. He calls me back in a couple of weeks. He goes, man, what the hell is it? I go, I have no idea. How could this work? Come on, we know stuff that work, and it don't work that fast.
Right.
And even in a gym, I would give it to guys. Everybody always walks up, hey, Flex, what are you on now? You know, like I'm really on some high power. I'm like,
right.
I got a kidney.
Pre-alkaline.
Stupid. Yeah. And I said, you know what? So it's weird because it comes in this purple pill, right? So I just laughed. I go, here, man, take this. And he goes, wow, and this purple pill. I go, yeah, I go, you know, is this the real stuff? I'm like, man, this is the really real stuff, dog. You know, and they would take and they come back and like, damn. And he goes, man, I get a crazy pump. You know, I go, wow. So long story short, I contacted them, the company again, because I ran out of the product. And that's the product I used to get ready when I fought in 2005 to get back in shape. So, I called them. I ended up talking to the president. He called me back within like a week's time. I was on an airplane on my way down there. I told him about this story that happened 2 years ago of me getting just that capsule. That spawned us into a big conversation. And I noticed on the back of their product it said, "In God We Trust." And I said, "It's interesting you guys use that." I go, "You know, it's on the back of the dollar bill, but I don't think it represents what it used to be back when our forefathers." He goes, "No, Flex, we're all Christians here. You know, we believe in a higher power, and obviously that changed my life, and that's what I believe in." And, man, right, we just hit it off, and that's what we're like, well, how can we prove I am what I really am? Because, you know, like you said, I mean,
because there's going to be the haters out there. They're going to say, oh, come
exactly,
on, Flex.
Exactly. And you know, and one of the biggest things is that everybody always like, you know, well, Flex, you're a genetic freak. We're not going to look like you anyway. Of course. That's not what we're
Yeah, but you're all, but you're also probably on anti-rejection medication.
Of
you're probably
I
you got
am.
you've got things that are going on with you that would put you at a disadvantage that they don't have.
Exactly. So when I was taking high potency drugs, they wasn't going to look like me. So what we're trying to prove to people, me and All American EFX, is that listen, you have a choice now. There is something out here that really works. I'm proving it. Obviously, I have all these handicaps that I don't harp on, but I'm using this product only, and I'm tested. I mean, I signed a legal waiver that they can actually draw my blood at any time, so I can't lie. I mean, we all know how we can lie, and that's why most drug tests aren't done by blood work other than the IOC. So
right,
that's why we went to that elite level to do that. And I challenge any company, any million billionaire company globally, if they want to test me at any time, we'll put up $20,000. They put up $20,000, we'll pay for any test that they come up with at any time, and I guarantee that I'll pass it. I don't use anything else. So I'm doing this body transformation with them, using a number of their different products right now, and we're just trying to expose that, hey, you guys have a choice. You know, there's some real things out there that works, and I'm putting my name and everything that I have on the line to prove it. So I'm not only am I the player president, so to speak, I'm also the guinea pig who's doing a body transformation, which we're going to be showing photos of me throughout my transformation getting ready.
Now, are there any current photos of you up on the FX website?
There's one current photo up on me now that after I've been training for 8 weeks. We haven't released any of the photos what I looked like before because I'm still a little bit too embarrassed and I want to look a lot better before we release how bad
sure
I really looked. Which, you know what, people aren't going to believe it. I mean, because I would be out in public and for whatever reason I still have a nice shape-wise.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't wear tight clothes. So if I put on a nice button-down shirt and some baggy jeans, you know, it still looks like I carry, you know, a good
money. You look athletic. You look athletic.
Yeah, yeah. So, and even my boss, I work for also for Muscular Development.
Right.
And his Steve
great,
Blackman's
great magazine.
Wife, yeah,
great
it is. Magazine. It is. It is great. Steve Blackman's wife always gives me a hard time, but, you know, she would always say, you know, Flex, how do you keep your girlish figure? You know, meaning that you have a
yeah, right.
So I'm like, you know
right
what? You have no idea how I look under this shirt. I just know how to dress, but we're going to sue that, and that's what we're doing, and that's why I've joined All American EFX.
Well, we're going to go into a break here in a second, but when we come back, I want to give the website for
yep
All American EFX, because I'm a big proponent of, you know, I do believe that you can get there naturally. It may take you a little bit longer, and that's the real problem I want to address in a second, the impatience of most people out there
right
to change their bodies.
Right.
We're talking today with bodybuilding phenom and just great all-around athlete Flex Wheeler. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to VeryIntensePleasure.com. Try it once, and you'll buy it again and again. VeryIntensePleasure.com. The fourth most
most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Flex Wheeler about his re-entry. Flex.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's changed over the years, and it's gotten a little bit better. But overall, I think that most supplement companies, I shouldn't say most, there are certain supplement companies out there that actually pander to the lowest common denominator, and that is the person who really believes that if they got their hands on the right pill, that in just a few months, they could change their bodies. And I think that the reality is that most people can achieve the changes that they want, but they're just going to take a little bit longer than a lot of them are willing to wait.
Yeah, that, and unfortunately now I'm being on, I mean, the company that I'm a part of, All of American EFX, is also a pharma. It's everything. It's done by pharmaceutical grade. And one of the major differences with our company is that everything is tested before, during, and after production to guarantee that 100% of our label claims are met. And also, we're one of the only companies that I know of that 16 illegal drug and banned substances are tested by independent labs, which means there's a number of different Olympic athletes, international Olympic athletes, who uses our drugs because they won't get caught for various. I mean, there's natural products that can give a false reading.
Oh yeah.
So we don't use any of those things. But anyway. So I think, unfortunately, and once again, my thing isn't to shed light on companies who are doing things illegally or whatever. It's just to shed light on the company that I am. We're doing things a different way.
Right.
So there are really products out there, and this company makes products that really works. And the big thing is I think a lot of people have a false security that even when I was fully on board with using all these different things, that they were going to be able to look like I did. when I use those products. And they weren't. Unless they make a deal with my mother and my father and go back and do some weird hanky-panky stuff, they're not going to look like
right.
me. So what I'm trying to help people understand now by being a natural athlete, and even, I mean, people even get pissed off because I call myself a natural athlete. You know, they're like, oh, you took drugs for so many years, you can never be natural. You know what? I take more dangerous drugs now and staying alive. Yeah, you're right. I can never be natural. But you know what? Who wants to hear that? Anyway, so, but my point is this. I'm trying to educate people on trying to be the best that they can be. They'll never have round muscle bellies exactly like mine. And I don't want people to misconstrue and understand or think that I'm the only one who's genetically gifted. I mean, you know, like you said at the introduction, I'm kind of what you would consider pleasing to the eye to look at.
Right.
So a lot of people misunderstand and think that's the only way you can be genetically gifted. I mean, for years I compete against Dorian Yates, who's incredibly genetically gifted,
right.
but just in different ways.
Right.
People don't understand that. So I'm trying to educate them through the products that I use and the companies that I'm with that, hey, listen, if you work your hardest and you understand what your body limitations are, you can achieve and you won't be unsatisfied with what you achieve. And that's, again, why I'm being a guinea pig and going out there first and foremost and saying, hey, you know what I look like when I was fully on. Now see what I can accomplish by my own means of using natural products. So now I'm trying to subtract these different excuses that people can use.
Right.
Oh, well, you're using this and I wasn't using this. Well, you know what? You can use everything I use right now and see what I look like. And hopefully that will not make you feel bad, but empower you
right.
to then go out and say, hey, you know, I can do this too. And even on, we're creating, on our website,
what is the website? Yeah, go ahead. What is it?
www.aaefx.com. So you can go there and find out about all our products. We have a full line. It's not just a cracked line EFX. I mean, we have a full spectrum of protein and other different, compounds that we have, with the company, but give us about another 2 weeks or so, and we'll have an actual Team Flex Wheel at EFX where you can go in there, and I'll be giving instructions and day-to-day tips on how you can use the products and how you can get, you know, in shape and what I look like from day-to-day and so on. So I'm trying to empower whoever wants to use the other stuff. I'm not going to change their minds. But there's some people out there who are kind of on a cuff of whether they want to or not. And then there's other people who just don't want to.
Right.
And then there's a lot of people who are just confused because no one does it. No one goes out there and just does it full bore naturally.
Right.
So those people are the ones I'm trying to talk to and the ones I'm trying to change their mind. And I don't want to be long-winded, but the last thing I want to say is that I am fully aware because my drug utilization for umpteen years that I have inspired kids and adults all around the world to want to go out and use those type of dangerous drugs that I did. So what I'm trying to do now is rewrite that, and I apologize for anybody that I ever want or may want it to use those type of drugs. So what I'm trying to do, as I did globally then, I'm trying to globally once again come back and say, hey, there's an alternative, and this is what I'm doing. And if I inspired you to do those other things, hopefully now that I can teach and educate and help show you that there's other ways that you can do this 100% naturally and with no side effects whatsoever. Our CrocLine EFX is the only creatine globally that is done by a pharmaceutical company that has no side effects. It doesn't turn into creatinine at any level at any time, which is the biggest danger regarding creatine.
Right.
Everybody across the board knows how great creatine is, but then it changes into CrocLine, which is,
creatinine, right.
Yeah, exactly what makes it dangerous. For ours is the only that does not
cannot.
Do that.
I got to ask you two questions because we're running towards the end of the show.
Number one.
How many grams of protein a day are you going to be using? Because now, obviously, protein is an issue for you.
It is not actually an issue for me. I have three kidneys, so I'm special, and you're not.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But it's just that only one works. So, no, I can use as much protein as I want.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm not trying to get up to 290 pounds. I am actually heavier than I ever thought I could be again. I'm right around 240 right now. But
wow.
I take in... I don't even really monitor it. So I don't take in the 400 or 600 grams
gotcha.
Of protein because I'm not trying to get to that weight, but I don't watch my protein. I don't run from it.
I
don't have to.
Okay. Next, will we see you on a natural bodybuilding stage sometime in the future?
You know what? I don't know. I'm very loyal to the IFBB. I mean, it gave me everything that I have. If they ever come out with a natural soy band, you better watch out. But I tell you, I mean, like I said at the opening, you never know what that Flex Wheel are going to do.
I might
on stage against the hardcore.
Well, I was just going to say something. There's pictures of you when you're in the 240 range.
Yeah.
And I thought that you looked the best then.
Yeah.
I same thing with Jay and Ronnie. Yeah. There was a period of time where you still had that thin column of
a core.
All of a sudden, these guys, I don't know if it's from the heavy squats or what, but then their core gets really big and wide, and all of a sudden, it just doesn't look the same. When you had that narrow core and those broad, round shoulders, it was like, boom.
I only weighed 216 pounds at the Honor Classic 2003.
My favorite picture of you is the one, it was a candid photo. You were looking down, getting ready to get into a pose. It's a black and white that's actually on your Team Flex website.
Right.
How heavy were you there?
That was 1999 at 246 pounds.
See,
so I actually carried a heavy amount of weight pretty well.
I think that you looked perfect right there. You were the perfect example of what the human form could look like right there in that moment. So
I got to give the photographer credit. That's a young man from England who took that beautiful picture of me, Gary Phillips, who I appreciated tremendously. But I'll say this, and I'll end it. If I compete, it won't be on a natural stage. I mean, if I compete, I'm going to go against the hardcore guys. I don't run from anybody. I did it in 2002, and I won't run again. So if I actually walk on stage, it may or may not be on a natural stage. I might want to go up against the real guys.
No, I commend you, because I don't believe, and I really think that the IFBB judges need to start looking more at, instead of just the sheer mass of somebody, the way they're put together and how they've distributed the weight, which brings me back to what I said about that picture of you. I mean, right there, it's like, oh my God, look at this guy. Your legs are beautiful. Every single muscle on the left emulates the muscle on the right. I mean, it's just perfect.
And I still didn't win. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, what are you going to do, man? Hey, listen, the judges aren't always right. You already know that.
No,
so.
No, who is?
Right,
no bump against them.
They're human. They're humans.
Job.
They're humans.
Exactly.
They're every human. Right.
Right.
Well, I'm rooting for you. I got to be honest with you, because I do believe that that people can reach the body type that they want to reach naturally. I think that your message, the way I would put it, is that people need to learn to embrace what their body is and just get it to the best that it can be.
Right.
But people need to embrace what their body is, where it is. Flex, I'm rooting for you, man.
People need to embrace All American EFX.
There you go. And it's AAEFX.com. And people will be able to communicate with you there.
Yes, they will.
Listen, thanks so much for doing the show, Flex, and good luck, brother.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be on a show, and it's an honor to be accepted by people. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so that's it. Superhuman Radio. We'll see you next week.
Been on superhumanradio.com lately? Lots of free supplements, great information, and older episodes of Superhuman Radio are all available. Go to superhumanradio.com today.